Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 219. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is a very, very exhausted Ray.
Poor Ray. He just came from a very bad fight. We're going to talk about that later, right?
Right.
Okay. And we have a guest. Actually, this is a Chaser show. And we have a guest from San Diego. Hey, Carl.
Hey.
Carl is joining us.
Yep. A.K.A. Chaser Boy 64.
Chaser Boy 64. Wait a second. What happened to Lil Sidekick?
It is Little Psychic 64.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you didn't see his, costume.
Oh, what did you guys wear?
Chaser Boy.
Chaser Boy. And
it was Alpha Bear and Chaser
Alpha
Boy.
Alpha Bear and Chaser Boy. Okay, so now we're actually recording here live. Well, not recording, but we're broadcasting live on live.yahoo.com/bearpodcast, and we have here Ricky from Foul Monkeys. We see him. Hey Ricky. Okay, so
of course Ricky not gonna be able to hear half the show because we can't figure out how to get Carl tied into this so you can hear him. So
well, there is a way, but it's gonna be complicated
communication.
Yeah, I guess we'll just relay it or something. Okay, so yeah, Ricky, by the way, Ricky from Foul Monkeys, he's gonna be he told me yesterday that he's going to be in
New Orleans for
Sudden Decadence. That's right.
I exciting. See Ricky.
Oh, Ricky's online. He's cute. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a
Ricky
Chaser
said
show.
Hello, Carl.
We can see you. We can see you, Ricky. Mm-hmm. Looking great. Looking woofy.
Carl, you would like Ricky.
Oh yeah.
I think he's cuter than Chris.
And he's on the phone. Okay, so we're here. You guys just came from Comic-Con in San Diego. So yes. Tell us, how did it go? First of all, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You guys met up, and then how was the flight going there? How do you like San Diego when you first arrived?
Excuse me. The flight to San Diego was perfect. Wonderful flight. Got to San Diego. The weather was beautiful. I get off the plane, get my bags, get everything, and I turn around, and there's Carl in his Kato outfit holding up a card saying...
Does he have the mask on?
No, he didn't have the mask on. He was in his Kato mode.
Kato mode. Okay. So you were there waiting. Did you have his name like Ray or Hugh Bear Dad?
No. The sign? I could have been in the whole suit and white gloves and holding a sign. No, I was just standing there.
Oh, you got to meet. Mm-hmm. And then where did you guys stay? Host hotel or something?
No. If you want one of those hotels, you got to book it right now. We stayed at two hotels because there's not enough hotels in Vegas. There's not enough hotels in San Diego to hold all the Comic-Con people.
Mm-hmm.
So because we were so late in booking our hotel reservations and stuff, we had to split hotels. We stayed 2 days at the Sheraton.
Yep.
In Mission Valley, and then 2 days. What was the name of the other hotel?
It's a Town and Country Resort.
Town and Country Resort, and I can't.
That place was creepy.
Yeah,
that place creeped me out.
Yeah, and there'll be some pictures put up on the when we get into the Comic-Con actually casting stuff. It was like going to my grandmother's house. It had blue carpet, blue wallpaper. It was that country blue color. So.
He was asking if I'm paying attention. Of course I am. Gosh.
So.
Oh, okay. The hotels there, did you say about 120,000 people?
120,000.
Yeah, we were chatting about it earlier, and 120,000. I mean, Baron would just be through 200, 300, or maybe 800, that's the most. But
yeah. I'd say there were more than 125,000 people.
Well, God, that's crazy.
I guess when you actually, did they include the exhibitors and all that kind of stuff in that number?
I don't know. But that's the number that they threw out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest thing that hits San Diego every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, San Diego completely caters to this deal. They put on special trains out on the stuff to get people back and forth to the outlying areas.
Oh, they have, what do you call that? Shuttle services.
Well, they have
the trolley.
The trolley, okay.
So, yeah.
I've never been to San Diego, so. Yeah, but, I guess that's the mode of transportation there, huh, Carl?
Next year, Nard, you need to come by. And we need to go stay at the Hyatt, because that's where the party is, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was talking to John about that day that we need to go ahead and figure out if we can plan it all out so we can get us a room booked. So. And see what we can do. So, if nothing else, one of us book a room at the Hyatt and everybody else go find some cheap room somewhere. And then at least you got a place to come crash in between doing stuff. And
stash your stuff when you grab too much junk.
Because that's the biggest thing, man. You one of the things is you go in there and most of the vendors are giving away these big, huge bags. I mean, I got a bunch of bags that they give away that you tote stuff around in. And they're huge. I mean, they're like 2 feet by 3 feet deep and to put posters, and because you just get given so much free crap while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
The big fracking bag.
He hadn't seen that one. I hadn't dug that one out yet. It's still buried somewhere in all my crap.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So you guys were there, and that was just Wednesday? Or you just throughout the weekend already? You arrived on Wednesday, and then...
We
were there Wednesday night, pretty much all day Thursday. We went like from, 10 on Thursday till midnight, almost?
Yeah.
On Thursday. And then Friday, we were... We left early. We had to leave. We left around maybe 7.
Yeah, because we had to go get ready for the costume party.
For that costume party thing. And then Saturday, I had to leave early, but Ray was pretty much there all day.
Yeah, I was from... I guess we got there, Saturday about 10 or 11?
Yeah. 11-ish.
11-ish.
No, we got there early because we had to get in line for Heroes.
That's right, because we had to get in line for Heroes. So we got there like at the crack ass of dawn. And
how was that line for Heroes?
Let's put it this way. people camped out for it. And I estimate the convention center is about 3 city blocks long. So it is...
It's longer than that, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's almost a mile and a half long. I might be wrong. I'd have to go pull up some stuff on the web if I got how long it is. Mm-hmm. But people were, as you come out of the hall that they were doing that in, there's like this big grassy area, and they had people like zigzag back and forth on that, and then it started wrapping around the back of the building. It wrapped around the back of the building over to the Marriott, which is the back, which connects to the back of the building, around the Marriott, and probably back to the front.
I'd say bring me further.
So, much everybody at Comic-Con was lined up to go to the thing. There's probably 50,000 people lined up to go to this CPOs.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay, hold on. We're adding someone else. Jeff, are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Jeff, hey. Okay. And Jeff from Vermont is joining us. Yes, and he just came in. Did you go out and eat something or what?
No, I actually had to drive home, basically. That's.
Oh!
Yeah, I was at my parents' house, and my sisters are visiting from Atlanta, Georgia, and I have like 2 sisters there and her whole family, and it's kind of hard to get some privacy and a quiet room, and not to mention I didn't have my microphone and equipment and stuff like that, and a good internet connection, so that's
why. So it's better to go home, okay.
Yeah, that's why I decided to drive an hour home.
Well, Jeff, joining us here is, of course, our very own Ray. And we have also Carl from San Diego. You chatted with Carl before. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Carl?
All right. Tired. A little tired. But okay.
Actually, they're sharing stories from Comic-Con. They were just came from Comic-Con, and Ray just arrived today, and we're gonna hear about his horror stories from his trip. So. Okay, well, Jeff, how are you doing there? What have you been doing lately?
Well, this weekend I've been very busy because my sisters just popped in, I think it was like on Friday night they arrived. So we, it's my mom's 70th birthday, and it's also my dad's, my dad's birthday is like in a week, but my sisters won't be here. So it's kind of like a... parents' birthday surprise celebration type of thing going, so we did a lot of stuff. We went up to Montreal, had dinner up there, had a big party with like over 40 people, and you know, we went did a lot of shopping up there and just traveling and just doing activities together and watching movies. And so
awesome.
So is this like the Asian weekend to have family reunions?
I she could say that.
Speaking of family reunions,
Carl's family come into town too this weekend.
Yeah,
he had to go take off and spend time with them on Saturday.
It's like crazy timing. I met with my dad, or my family and my dad, on Saturday evening. I haven't seen my dad in over 5 years.
What?
So he was stationed in he's a retired he was in the Navy, but he's retired now, so he's a civilian contracted. And he's working, or he did work at Okinawa, and went between the Philippines and Okinawa. And so I haven't seen him since 2002-ish, almost. Yeah. So
he must be a closeted ninja. You see, he comes back and forth from Okinawa, or don't they breed ninjas there? But anyway, you guys have your own reunions. I have my own. This coming Tuesday, I will be in the Philippines, so I'm excited about that. Yeah, Mike's going to come with me. He's going to experience the heat and the humidity and what else? And the Fear Factor food. Yeah. That's what you're going to miss, Ray. Next time we get
Fear Factor food, like what, balut?
Yeah, like balut and what else? Sisig. Yeah, he might not like those.
Dinuguan.
Dinuguan.
Kind of.
You know, the blood stew. Have you ever tried that, Ray? No?
Pig blood.
No.
No. Pig blood? No? Pig blood. Okay, so that's what we're going to do that in on Wednesday. So we're going to be there early, and Mike and I are going to be flying. And I'm excited about that because it's Mike's first time, and he's a little nervous. And it's for me, it's exciting. I've been telling my friends. I already came out to my friends there, so they know that we're a couple and that we're going there. We're going to meet up with them. And probably on that Thursday, we'll be arriving Thursday there. And I don't know if you've heard. Jeff, are you there? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of this, but we're going to meet up with the Bear Group there.
Ooh.
The Bear Group in, it's more like a chub group in, it's called Bigger Manila. They have a website called biggermanila.org. They're actually a chub club in the Philippines, in Manila. So. I think we're going to meet up with them on Sunday, and if not, probably on Monday when we were there. Mike wants to meet them too, so it's kind of interesting, you know, the president, Ardy, and Karlsky from, he's from Pasay. I don't remember where he lives in the Philippines, but yeah, he's my contact, you know, so shout out, Carl. He's going to help us, get connected with the Bear Group there. So, yeah, we're going to podcast from there. Actually, we're going to record some kind of a show there, a podcast from there. We're going to record a little with the guys there from Bigger Manila. So, and more pictures.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's, you know, how often do I find... I didn't know there's such a club. there's such a club in the Philippines. So, yeah.
You're going to get dark.
Yeah, especially Mike. He's going to walk around the sun there.
Mm-hmm. Mike, yeah, it'll get dark. Mike's going to get sunburnt. Mike's like me. He's pasty white.
He is getting darker, though. He's learning some Filipino words, so it's kind of interesting that Mike would... I've been telling him to learn how to count. When you go to a different country, let's say you go to France or you go to Germany... The basic ones, you know, where's the bathroom, where's the train station, stuff like that. Those are important. But what's also important are numbers. At least, you should at least count up to three. If you can count to three, it's best that you can count up to 10 even. Because sometimes you need to order something, one this, one and two slices of this.
So most people in the Philippines don't speak English or Spanish?
Oh, we do. I mean, there's a lot of people of Filipinos who probably 90%, 95% speaking English.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of them speak.
Yeah, there's a lot.
They even have a game show in the Philippines where they do you know, they try to guess. It's kind of like charades, I guess, you know.
And they all do it all in English?
They all do it like in either in English or Tagalog, and they're supposed to guess what it is.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting. Jeff?
Yep.
Okay. Do you ever go out of the country, or you just go to Canada whenever you can?
I would say Canada is probably... Actually, that's the only other country I've visited. So, yeah, I guess that's it for me. So that kind of... I haven't done any international traveling yet. Hopefully, I would like to go to Europe, you know, sometime within a year from now. I think my parents and I and the rest of my family are going to take a trip to China next year. So that should be exciting.
Oh, that'd be interesting. What do you call this? Where in Canada would you go? Montreal?
I'd go anywhere in Canada. I mean, I've been to Toronto. I've been Nova Scotia. I've been to Montreal. I was born in Montreal, so I'm, you know, I go back there regularly. It's sadly to say, I mean, to my knowledge, in all of Vermont, there's, like, no gay bars, so the closest gay bar there is actually 2 hours away, which is in a different country in Montreal. So that's the closest gay bar to me that I know of, so even going to the bars, I would have to go, like, out of the country, so, but...
Yeah, it's nice. I think next year, I think Mike and I are planning to do a road trip, and we might go to Toronto. We'll see. That'll be an experience. I've never been to Canada before, so.
Oh, and you can meet Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, I'll get to meet Ryan.
I'll meet you.
Mike will get to meet Ryan too. Oh, Ryan from Toronto. Yeah, it's another chaser there. Yes. What else am I going to talk about? I'd like to hear more about Comic-Con. So, okay, there's only one thing that I want to hear about, which I really like. It's, of course, Heroes. So what's up with Heroes?
I guess you'll have to
watch... I don't want to spoil anything.
I guess you'll have to watch the Comic-Con...
coverage?
The Comic-Con podcast, video cast and see.
That you guys made.
That we made. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, everybody out there listening, these guys.
But we will say this.
Okay.
Have you seen the season premiere of Heroes?
No.
We did.
Oh gosh.
I'll say this: everything that you think is going to happen at the end of season 2, just throw it out the door because it's not.
Yeah.
Ah, Siler dies! No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. On the first episode. On the first episode of the season. No, I'm kidding.
Wait.
No, we're not going to spoil anything. Well, I'm not really spoiling. I'm just really theorizing. I'm guessing right now. But
we can say this. The season 2 DVD will be out August 26th on Blu-ray. And you know, one time they were talking about there were missing scenes or missing episode or something.
Missing episodes.
Well, that's what they did in the first season, too. They have longer episodes.
Well, all that's been edited on this DVD.
Oh, okay.
Everything, the web episodes, everything is on the DVD. So. Okay.
It's Nard. Nard, Greg Gruber's going to be in a thong.
Oh, are you serious? I have to take pictures. Did you guys take pictures? Oh, wait a second. Are you saying you guys took pictures with Greg Grunberg?
No, we were too far away.
No,
but we just
too far away.
No, you couldn't get close to the Heroes. It'd be easier to go walk up to the president and talk to him in person than it would be to get to the Heroes cast at Comic-Con.
Oh wow. Okay, but Greg Grunberg was there because he's my total. I have a total crush on him. So, was he wearing a beard or was he chubbier? Did he lose weight?
Look exactly like what he looks like on the show.
Oh, okay. There's no 5 o'clock shadow.
And out of all the stuff that we saw and did there, I think Heroes was the only show that had the entire cast there.
Okay.
The whole cast
they're all there.
Well, they know it's going to be a big one. That they're really big right now in the whole world. So I would imagine that they should all be there to be exposed.
I forget how many. What was the viewership of Heroes? Now it's in 77 countries.
Wow, translated in how many languages?
Was it
overdubbed?
So I forgot what. Mm-hmm. I forget how many viewers I said they had.
Jeff, do you watch Heroes? You do, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
How could not?
Yeah, I can't wait. When is it going to premiere? The third season.
September 22nd. It's 22nd.
22nd, I think. I don't know.
Okay, where?
I think it's the 22nd.
Where will I be? Where will I be?
You will have to watch the Comic-Con video cast and see.
Okay.
You get all that info.
So you've been a whole ass in there. Let's get it out. Yeah. So everybody listening, Ray's going to be doing some more videos of Comic-Con that's coming up. That they were in, and we're excited about that. We're gonna. I'm excited myself to see. I don't even know what it is.
The one good thing that you will get to see in one of the videos we got is I have Stan Lee.
And yeah.
Stan Lee. You got to meet him? Who's the biggest star? Wait, Torchwood. You guys. Anyway, just can you briefly talk about that? Probably with Torchwood? Or.
What? We saw Torchwood.
Saw Torchwood?
They are so tight lipped on the next season.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So. John.
Barrowman
was there, and Garth. What's Yanto's last name?
I forget his name.
His name's
Yanto.
Garth.
Yanto, the one who played Yanto and Tosh
were there.
She was awesome. I liked her.
I got John Barrymore's signature 3 times.
Wow, so. 1-2 pictures and one in his ass. No,
I wish.
You wish.
I don't think I'm hung.
I didn't know he's. Oh, really? He's a bottom. Okay. I would imagine he is. No, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not sure. Why are you looking red like that?
Have you not read the article?
I haven't.
You have to get his book.
I have to get his book.
You'll have to read it.
His book. His book reveals a lot of things.
Well,
I guess it's an autobiography. But
His interview with Advocate revealed a lot of things.
Well, he said during the panel, he said, buy my book, anything goes, and it does.
Yeah. Do you watch Torchwood, Jeff? Do you like that too? Lots of... gay and bisexual stuff happening there.
I've never heard of that actually.
Oh, Torchwood! Torchwood is it's a British film.
Do you not have BBC America?
BBC America, alongside with it's like a spin-off from a Doctor Who.
I gotta check into that.
Did you ever see Queer as Folk?
Yes.
Okay, Russell T. Davies, the guy that did Queer as Folk, it's the same guy that picked up Doctor Who and started running with it, the new series. And the spinoff of that is Torchwood. The first 2 seasons are out on DVD now, I think.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So go get the DVDs. It's you would not believe it. It'll blow you away.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know what? Our usual thing here is to do some question and answer stuff. Maybe we can do one. What do you guys think? Just to go to standard, not standard, but our usual Chaser Show thing. Pick one of the questions we have here. How's that? Okay, let me see. Okay. For one thing, Comic-Con is like, it's like a bear run by itself. We can talk about that in a bit, okay? Here's the question, guys.
We have a Chaser Cam.
It's a, huh?
What?
It's a Chaser Cam.
Yeah, we have Chaser Cam.
We have a Chaser Cam? Okay. Are you used to going to bear events so much that when you go to a non-bear event that you feel a little awkward or out of place? Like Comic-Con, right? It's a non-bear event, although it's almost like a bear event, right? So what do you think, Carl? What do you think?
Well, Comic-Con, there was certainly a lot of bears there, but you know, there's so many variety of other people. I don't know. It's just because I'm a nerd and I'm geeky, and then that whole convention is all about being geeky, you know? So I felt comfortable. I wasn't felt out of place or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How about you, Jeff? You go to bear a lot of bear runs.
Yes, I definitely have. It definitely feels awkward for me sometimes, and it's just, it's really weird. Like, I'll go to, like, the country fair or something, and I'm, like, still in bear hunting mode, and
you have a bear hunting mode? Okay.
Bear hunting mode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I actually have a funny story. When I went to Bear Pride, I what ended up happening was, you know, I was at Bear Pride doing my thing, and then I decided to go off and get some drinks because I was thirsty. So on my way there, I somehow I ended up needing to take the bus. So I ended up standing at the bus stop, and when I went there, there's this really hot bear there. And I was like, oh my god, this guy is so freaking hot. I'm so going to hit on him. So I go up to him, and I'm like, and I stand next to him, like, I introduce myself. And I was like, hi, my name's Jeff. What's your name? And, you know, I don't remember his name, but he introduced himself, and we just started chatting. And I was like, oh, so you're here for Bear Pride, right? And he's like, what Bear is Pride?
Oh, no.
He didn't know what Bear Pride was. And okay. It was really weird because it's like, the next thing you know, he introduces me to his wife.
Oh, no.
He's actually standing behind me. Actually, when I saw him, I actually quickly gotten in the middle of them, and I pushed her, like, behind me.
Oh, God.
No, I can't believe I did that. I was like, okay, I can't assume that every big guy is, like, a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, if you were at Comic-Con, you could assume that. And most of them, even though they were straight, most of them you could have probably scored with. So, because, you know, this is the one time.
During the DL or something?
Well, this is the one time the geeky guys come out and you give them a little attention and they don't know how to handle it and you just overflow.
It's part of Comic-Con. Gay it up. Yeah.
So you're saying you think you can convert them?
No, yeah. I'm thinking for while you're at Comic-Con, you can get laid.
Oh.
A straight boy.
There you go.
Just see the yeah.
Okay, we gotta go. We gotta go, Jeff. We gotta go to Comic Con next year.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll plan it. We'll see, because next year is gonna be a busy year. I would be awkward myself. I'm now used to a lot of gay events, especially bear events, and most of our most of the friends that I have here in Houston right now are all gay and.
Well, Maynard in the dictionary by gay it has your picture so.
Which one?
I said by the definition of gay, it has your picture in the
oh,
dictionary.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's in Webster's. It's Wikipedia.
No, it's Gaysters.
Gaysters. Yeah, it's for me, it's awkward for me to hang around non-bear events or non-gay events lately. But I try to. And like at work, they would have some functions. They want to do something. And the most I could do is probably go to an Astros game, and that's hanging out with the straight folks. Not that I don't like them or anything. It's just that I'm not used to it. And it's just me. But I do try to relate. I try to hang out with them more whenever we're out. It's just that on the weekends I'm always out. I'm either in New Orleans or I'm around Houston playing bowling or. I'm out in New Orleans with Mike or traveling somewhere and recording a show like this on a week like this. So yeah, so for me, non-bear events, I myself try to assimilate myself into it. And it's just that, not that I go to a lot, it's just that I'm really used to being around the bears. That's just it. Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray?
What was the question?
He's really tired. We have to do another show after this, you know. Are you used to going to bear events so much that when you go to a non-bear event that you feel a little awkward or out of place?
No, I feel more awkward at bear events.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you say so?
I'm with the Houston Bears and stuff, but I'm just not that into the bear scene thing. So I just, you know, it just kind of blows me away.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, because, I mean, it's just, you know.
Do you think that's because you're into chasers, or?
I think it's just because I'm just not, I don't know, maybe somewhat, but I mean, I think it's just, you know, you go to these bear events, and it's just kind of this whole preconception of the bear and all this kind of stuff, and I really don't see myself as that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, going to, when we're at TBRU, I feel very awkward.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because
just because I feel awkward being there.
Really? Okay. What about a place that you would not be awkward?
Well, I can say that Comic-Con was the first place that I ever went that I actually felt comfortable.
Really?
Being there, being around that many people, because, you know, I don't like being around large groups of people, and 125,000 people is a large group of people. I mean, I'll admit, there's a couple times on the vendor floor while I had to pull myself together and keep from just screaming bloody murder because there were so many people around me and being knocked around so much. But I felt very comfortable there. I felt like I was at home almost. So
really?
Okay. You seemed really composed to me.
Yeah,
I never saw you blow up or anything.
There's
but we were also sporting those. We were sporting those rainbow buttons too. So I would say that I was pretty comfortable there too. Actually,
yeah.
You know, kind of announcing or showing gay, accessories, buttons, and everything, and with all those people, I felt really comfortable there.
Yeah. And I never heard.
Carl, you don't need accessories.
But you know, I felt more comfortable there with the mix of people. With the mix, which majority of the people there were straight. But it was a very, there's a large gay population there too, and it was very, there wasn't any, as far as I could tell, there was any problems. I didn't hear any snide remarks or anything.
Oh.
So, I felt very at home there.
There's no drama, except for some kids.
Oh, there's drama.
There's
drama, but, go to the gay panels. There's always drama.
Okay.
Or actually, go to any panel where the people sit there and actually take questions about stuff they've done. Because I sat in on the Marvel panel that they had. And, oh my God, it was like being in a group of bears. They were all whining because they had they divorced Peter Parker and Mary Jane Watson. And they'd done this to Spider-Man. And they'd done this. And they'd done this. And then everybody's turning out to be Skrulls. And all. And it was just like, oh my God, my mom, my mom. I was just like, oh my God.
They're geeking out.
It was like being in a bear meeting.
Spider-Man should. Speaking of Spider-Man, have you seen Spider-Man in X2? No, okay.
You were telling me about that. That's just weird.
Is that like the Joker on X2?
It's like the Joker. Oh, we have to talk about the Jacker. The Jacker.
Oh, the big costume this year at Comic-Con, I guess, is the Joker.
Yeah, I bet. Have you?
And make sure you call the movie The Dark Knight. It's not Batman. It's The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Jeff, did you read that or did you see that, the Jacker?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, if you go to XTube and look for Joker as, search word, and you'll see a guy with makeup just like the Joker.
He happens to be from South Carolina.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's called Fractured_Boy. He's Fractured Boy, so it's pretty funny, smiling while he's doing his thing, so. Yeah, so check that out. And also, like I said earlier, Spider-Man. So he's wearing the black uniform, and he's Spider-Man doing his thing also. So, yeah, check it out, the next tube. Anyway, okay, so listener comments. Let's go to listener comments. We have one. Let's see, we talked about this one. It's from Gary, actually. GarBear73, Gary. Where is he from? From Pennsylvania, right, Jeff?
I think he's from Erie. I think he lives in Erie, but he does a lot of stuff for the Pittsburgh Bear Group too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Thank you, Gary, for your comment. He sent posted a comment. Oh, I got a shout out and comment read aloud. Yeah, Gary. Yeah, you'll always be called on here. Thank you, Frederick. Thank you for posting. Yeah. So after listening today, he says, I realize that both of you boys, Ray and Nard, are providing a version of public access news for the bear community. I know that I personally am grateful and appreciate the efforts you are putting into making this successful. One item though, guys, when are you recording so that more folks can join in with the chat and watching you record live? Actually, we're doing it right now, but we didn't tell everyone. We'll just do it whenever we can.
Yeah.
So on a different note, something rather unexpected happened to me. Okay, here's what happened to him. Today, while I was listening to this podcast, recently our bear club that he's an officer with...
I'm sorry. I know how you feel. I feel your pain, my brother.
Went to an independent league ball game. Several pictures were taken of us attending and then and posted on our club website, Pick Gallery. And today I received an email from the communications director stating, please remove photos and verbiage about the staff and players from your website. Okay. This has made our staff uncomfortable. To be fair, the captions listed only two pics of their staff members and do not come across as defamatory. I personally am really thrown off by this and wonder what your thoughts are on the idea of non-bears being subjected to our community viewpoints. Like when guys find other guys attractive and comment on it openly without regard for the recipient's orientation. Oh, there you go. Jeff, you hear that? Thanks again, guys. Yeah.
I heard that, but I didn't quite understand like what he's saying.
Yeah, go to the comment section of for episode... this is episode 218, 218. Yeah, that's the comment section. So you go to bearpodcast.com and go to episode 218.
Well, I think if they're... I guess they... Which ball game did they go to? Did he say?
They went to a ball game, and there's a picture of some people
of
who are included.
Team?
No, not necessarily. Probably just... people attending, just several pictures were taken of us attending and then posted on our club website. Yeah, so there are people who are staff members.
Oh well, if they were just taking random pictures and putting them on the internet, then no, they can't do that.
Oh,
because that's private. If they were attending and taking pictures of the ball players and doing stuff like that and posting comments, they're public figures. Any damn thing they can do, I don't think. Mm-hmm. If I remember my journalism class right. I mean, that's one of the things that I made sure when we were in Comic-Con, I tried not to get pictures with any kids or anything in them like that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, there's videos of people running around, and pretty much when you sign up for Comic-Con, they said you agree to let your image used to be for anything. So, but I still tried to cut some of that out.
Yeah.
Make sure at least underage kids and stuff wasn't on there. And, you know.
Yeah, and there are no underage kids at Comic-Con. No, I'm kidding, though.
No, it's full of underage kids.
I bet. Yeah, so did you read that, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
Yeah, so like Gary said, personally I'm thrown off by this and wonder what your thoughts are on the idea of non-bears being subjected to our community viewpoint. So in your case, well, actually it's a non-gay bear who you met at Chicago and you thought he was there for Bear Pride. So, yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, to me, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with pictures. I'm okay with pictures being taken if it's in public area, public place.
Well, true. But if you're specifically targeting somebody because of their looks and then you're putting on a website.
No, that's wrong.
And, okay. you're making a comment about, hey, this wolf or this person's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, which we kind of did there at the video, but... With the Comic-Con stuff, they know that you're going to be videotaped and all that kind of stuff. So
you cannot just focus on someone and take pictures of him and post it and pretend that you are him and then put it on Craigslist and people to see.
Well, people do that, but still. if everybody in Houston looked as hot as they did on Craigslist, you know, it'd be a lot of hot guys here, but apparently all the hot guys are in San Diego. So.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Carl, of... you know, pictures of people just being included. Well, you were in Comic-Con, so probably that same thing happened. People around you got taken pictures. If it's a background picture, I don't think there's any problem. But if you're really targeting them.
I don't know if it's the fact that they were... I don't know if it was because they were bears or... Maybe it's just because it's... I don't know. Hmm. Maybe it's just people being offended that they're on a gay website. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Wait, somebody just messaging me. Somebody just twittering me. Guys, follow me. Twitter.com/nard. Okay? If you guys are on Twitter. Ray, you got to join also. Go to Twitter also. But anyway, okay. So, how long have we been going? Oh, yeah. Okay. We're almost 40 minutes. I guess we're going to wrap this up. Well, I'd like to thank Jeff and Carl for joining us. This is how many Chaser shows have we done so far?
Maybe six or seven,
something like that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
6 to 8, maybe.
Yeah, and Johnny wasn't able to join us. It's really, really quick, and we just, you know, what do you call this? It's a we almost forgot about this because we're in a hurry. Ray's out of town. I'll be going soon, and then we just realized we have to do a Chaser show.
But anyway, okay, so how can people contact you, Jeff?
Jeffrey@bearpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call this? How, any websites that you want to promote that people can watch you around, or so people can stalk
X-Tube
you?
XTube account.
XTube account. Do you have any?
Yeah, I do have an XTube account, but I don't. I don't have anything there. I mean, it'd probably be easier if you message me through the Jeffrey@bearpodcast.com. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How about you, Carl? How can people bug you on any chat site?
They have to go through me, and then I have to screen them for Carl.
Okay.
Oh, do you have any?
Mainly, I guess.
Do you have any public profile you wanna? Do you have? Do you have any?
Well,
public
I have my
profile?
MySpace.
Ah.
All my other profiles are kind of not in service right now. But MySpace, it's me, Carl 123.
Okay, it's me, Carl. 123. Okay, so thank you again, Carl, for joining us, and thank you for taking care of Ray while you guys are there in Comic Con. And
I had a good time.
Yeah,
I miss you, Ray.
Maybe next year I'll go. I want to go. Okay, so next stop it's gonna be Manila for me. Well, I'm gonna record something else. But we're gonna be in Manila. Mike and I are gonna be there. So if you guys listening from the Philippines, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com, or you can email Ray at bearpodcast.com. That's right. Ray is sleepy right now. Okay, let me do this, Ray, okay? Okay, so guys, if you have any comments, send your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we will play it in the show. And go to bearpodcast.com. It's the official website. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone or an iPhone 3G, which I got an iPhone 3G too last Friday.
Geek.
I'm a geek. I drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone if you want to hear the, you want to see the iPhone version. And subscribe via iTunes and leave us a review, please. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Jeff and Carl, for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Ray is trying to suck the microphone.
Stop taking that Texas booger sugar.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Bye, guys.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
That's a cut.